Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with Kevin De Bruyne, and he has returned to Manchester City and withdrawn from the Belgium squad after a slight injury he suffered. Reports claim that he's now left the camp ahead of the game against Iceland on Wednesday. The Royal Belgian Football Association cited a fitness issue after the City playmaker was substituted after 73 minutes of Sunday's Nations League loss to England at Wembley. The 29-year-old will now be assessed ahead of City's Premier League clash with Arsenal at the Etihad Stadium on Saturday. A tweet from the Belgium team's official account read, "Kevin De Bruyne returned to his club. He could not be fit enough to play against Iceland." The nature of De Bruyne's problem has not been specified. Martinez said it was a precautionary measure and tried to play down any issues after the game against England. Said, "I wouldn't say it was an injury. It's too early to say. There was a feeling he wasn't right. It was more precaution that we had to avoid something if he wasn't 100%. So it doesn't exactly strike you exactly as great news for Pep Guardiola. Of course, his injury list is mounting and mounting. One player is allowed to move on, though, due to his lack of first team potential, is winger Patrick Roberts. He's returned to Middlesbrough on loan after a recent spell. He enjoyed a successful stint in the northeast latter half of last season, claimed a goal and 3 assists in 11 games, and now he's hoping to enjoy his football once again. He told reporters, "I worked with the manager and the group of players at the end of last season, so I know the club and the fans. It feels normal. I'm coming back to where I know I can get my head down and enjoy my football. I was injured for a long time last season, which was difficult." And into other news, and Gareth Southgate has paid tribute to Man City ace Kyle Walker after he surpassed World Cup hero Sir Geoff Hurst on England appearances. Southgate revealed they did a pre-match presentation for Walker before his 50th cap against Belgium, which puts him one ahead of the 1966 hat-trick hero Hurst. He went on to say how much of an influence he's had in the dressing room and how much of a big character he is going forward, and his physical attributes could mean he stays in the team for many years to come. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.